I'm joined on the line today by the leader of the council. It is Chris Hossett. Good morning, Chris. How are you doing?
I'm very well, Michelle. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Great to talk to you again. Now, let's get on to the Arts Trail, Safari Trail, Family Fun Days. Last weekend, we had the pop-up market and the vegan markets on the Brentwood High Street. And it's all of these things, have been, and Crown Street as well. There's been a massive success for all these events over the summer. And people have really been into going out and supporting local businesses, haven't they?
Yeah, we have. I mean, look, I think it's exactly what you've just touched on, the last words there at the end. What we've tried to do over the summer is put on a whole range of different trails and bits and pieces, whether it's art or safari or whatever. But the whole point is just trying to encourage people to get out and about in and amongst the town centre, Shenfield, Ingatestone, all over the place, and give people a reason or an excuse to actually get out and follow a pattern of doing a trail to actually get people in and amongst the businesses. So we've worked really hard to do that. You know, it's vital we've done that after the pandemic to try and give retail a chance to get back on his feet. So that's been really successful. I think the kids and the families, from what I heard, have loved it. I'm a bit old for it now, to be honest, but apparently it was really well received.
Yeah.
And like I say, got people out into those retail spaces. And Family Fun Days, again, we finished the last one, I think, last Friday or the Friday before. I think we did about five over the summer. Again, we went around the whole community from Hutton to Doddinghurst and all points in between. And it's something we do every year. And it's the highlight of the year, really, because it's the council actually doing something nice.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually laying something on for families of the kids, having a nice atmosphere in the open air, and people actually coming and enjoying something that the council can lay on. So we really value those. And again, I went to one at Hutton, and there was a buzz there. It was lovely. And it was nice to see kids enjoying themselves, the stalls were buzzing, and it's a great effort from our community services team to lay this stuff on. And then at the same time, we've got our economic development team who are working real hard doing these pop-up markets, and the stuff that has been going on in Crown Street, I think we've done two sessions now over the last month or so, again, really well received, and people want to know when the next one's coming back, and I'm sure we will. We need to take a breather probably and get a bit of space and time to organise one, but you know, these things are successful, so why wouldn't you keep doing them?
And is there any chance, I mean, I don't know at the moment, because it takes a long time to organise, that there might be anything a smaller version of Brentwood lighting up, or are we still not too sure, because you know, we're coming up to winter, there might be more COVID cases, we don't know. Is there any possibility of anything happening?
There's absolutely a possibility, but you've touched on it. You know, here's the issue. As we go forward towards the winter, which as we know is typically a time when we start getting problems with people getting the flu and the cold and all that sort of stuff. And of course, the COVID is a variation of a respiratory illness, effectively, isn't it? So we know they're prevalent at the winter time. So we need to watch it, because you know, the same thing that's happening is the government are now talking about a third jab, aren't they? So they're anticipating things could go in the wrong direction in the winter time, and we just need to keep a watch on it. Every week we look at the stats for Brentwood in the context of Essex. They're still low. They're low for Essex, they're low for Brentwood. So things seem to be in order. I mean, the schools only went back this week, didn't they? And last time we saw that happen, the numbers spiked.
Yeah.
So we have to watch what happens over the next 3 or 4 weeks with infection rates. I want us to do a Christmas showcase sort of event, as we've done, because they're really well enjoyed, but we can't commit to it until probably nearer the time, Michelle, is the best thing to say to you.
Yeah.
But for all the reasons I've said, let's see where we go with it. So far, so good in terms of recovery and vaccination program and reduced infection rates. It is all looking positive at the moment.
Now, there's an update on Dunton Hills Garden Village.
Yeah, so you know, listeners will be aware that it's a national picture. There's a shortage of housing across the country, really. And Brentwood is going through its local development plan process. Long and short of it, in basic terms, the local development plan is about where do we put 8,000 homes on specifically allocated sites in the borough. Some of those sites are in the Greenbelt within Brentwood, and the planning inspector's looking at a proposal. And they're determining that at the moment. One of the biggest site, which actually accounts for half of the growth of the 8,000 units, so ultimately in time 4,000 or so units, is a brand new garden village, which is proposed down at Dunton Hills, which is on the A127 down towards West Horndon. The planning, the developer has put the application in because they've got a lot of work to do. And whilst the land is still in the Greenbelt, and if the application landed today, it would be recommended for refusal because it's according to policy, because it's in Greenbelt.
Yeah.
But the applicant is looking at it and saying, well, we've got a load of stuff to work through, which is going to take months and months and months. Things like moving overhead power lines and facilities and all sorts of modifications and preparation they need to do for development of that scale. And what they're hoping is that by the time they've got all of those things in order, the planning inspector will have hopefully made a decision to say, yeah, I approve that site as a development site within Brentwood's local development plan. Mm. So they've come in early, but they're trying to get organised in the hope that, that the planning inspector signs off our local development plan. But what's interesting about that is these developers are following closely the progress of our LDP. And clearly they feel fairly confident that it's worth putting an application in now, because the mute music at least seems to them that the inspector is looking at our local development plan favourably. We're still in the frame. If it was a terrible plan, it would have been thrown out already. It's not.
Yeah.
So therefore it's still progressing, which we hope is towards a successful outcome, so we can get these sites approved and allocated for much needed housing growth.
Budget consultation, there's a chance still. It's I'm not sure when it closes, actually, but it's for Brentwood residents to have their say on expenditure.
It is. So the budget consultation, from the top of my head, I'm just looking at my calendar, I think closes about the 3rd of October, something like that. So it's running through the whole of this month. It can be done in two ways, preferably online. So if you went to brentwood.gov.uk, you'd be able to access form, and you go through and you're asked a series of questions. It's fairly straightforward. It's actually quite an interesting exercise to go through. It takes about 5 or 10 minutes, depending on how much information you want to put into it. If you can't get online and do it, you can phone the council on 312 500, and they will post a form out. So that's how you do it. Why are we doing it? Is look, you know, local government it has been under pressure financially for some time for a number of reasons. But of course, off the back of COVID, there are other pressures. So we want to know from the public different things. You know, where do you think we need to be reinvesting or increasing investment? Where do you think you know that you're happy with our services and investment should remain the same? Where do you actually think you're doing really well at this and the funding for it is sufficient? So there's a whole range of questions on different service areas. We also want to know how satisfied Brentwood residents are with the services provided. You know, are you happy with the bin collection service? Yeah. So do you think it needs more money thrown at it? Probably not. Are you happy with the street scene and the length of the grass? No, I'm not. So do you think Brentwood probably needs to throw more money at it and recruit a couple of extra guys and some lawnmowers? Yes, I do. Mm. So we get a steer, if you like, from the public, and then when we come to set our budget, we can, you know, really give consideration to what the public have told us, what matters to them.
Yeah.
So it's really important. I'd encourage people to get involved on it. We just don't want to set a budget sitting in a silo without talking to the public. Public pay their tax. The public want to tell us how they want it spent, and we'll do our best to organise a budget that fulfils their expectations.
Yep, and the more people that get involved, the better. Otherwise,
the better, because you get a bigger steer.
You do.
You know, I'd rather 2,000 people told us what they wanted than 20 people, because you know, the data, the more people respond, the more a robust message you get. If 90% of 2,000 people are saying to you, we'd like to see some investment in this area, then it's pretty clear about what the message is and where we need to divert our resources.
Yeah.
It's not going to be easy to do it, because we are in a tricky financial situation. We've talked about it before, but you know, during the pandemic, and we're not a big council at Brentwood in the scheme of councils, but the loss of parking alone in the town centre, our income from parking was down £500,000. That's a massive slice of the budget.
Yeah,
£500,000 is probably equates to 10% on the council tax.
Mm.
Now we're not looking to do that, but I'm trying to say that's the value of how much we've lost.
Yeah.
So you know, it's so important that we construct a budget that reflects the needs of the residents of Brentwood.
third round of the Business Adaption Grants is open until October the 3rd with up to £5,000 for businesses who qualify. So what are the Business Adaption Grants, just to go through it again, and how do you qualify to actually receive the grant?
So because it's the third round, a lot of the businesses have already been through this and know the system pretty well. They know what the criteria are, they know what's required. So the adaptation grant, I mean, it's the third round, so there's obviously a little bit of money left in the pot, and it's been allocated for that purpose. It was about businesses adapting to be able to operate in and around the circumstances that the pandemic brought upon their business. So that's what it's all about, really. There's still some money left in. I know we're coming out the other side, but there are probably still businesses that are thinking, actually, going forward, I can still make adaptations to mitigate the risk of, the COVID virus, et cetera, being spread in my business, particularly hospitality and retail.
Yeah.
So I know there are some businesses that are still making adaptations as well to their business. They're thinking of the long term. Pubs looking at using outside space and things like that better than being cramped up in a poorly ventilated environment. So but there's still scope for that. We've got a heat wave, haven't we? We had a heat wave this week, so it's quite a nice time to sit in a beer garden if you had the luxury of the time. But yeah. So that's what it's all about. If you want to apply, email business@brentwood.gov.uk and you'll get advice as to what you need to do from Laurie or Niche in our economic development team.
Now, on the 23rd of September, Brentwood residents are invited to an evening at the Town Hall where there's going to be some guest speakers to discuss tree planting at St Faith's and the range of species and managing carbon absorption. That's the one.
You know, that's an even worse word these experts use. Get this one. Sequestration. I'm like, what?
Sequestration. See, I'm not too bad with that.
I think absorbent and sequestration are the same thing, but I don't know. I'll have to look at a dictionary.
Right.
So, look, yeah, it's not about just St. Faith's. Actually, let's wind back, look at the big picture. Yeah. So we all know the issues around climate change. We all know the issues around greenhouse gas and carbon and all this sort of stuff. And we all know, we've known for years, the issues about what deforestation across the globe has, the impact it's had on the ability for trees, etc., to absorb carbon and, you know, other environmental implications that it has, biological implications, a whole range of issues that are caused by it. And so local authorities, like never before, we didn't really talk about this 4 or 5 years ago, maybe even 3 years ago, but now we're having to deal with a whole new environmental agenda. And we're dealing with things that we've never dealt with before. So we're talking about planting trees in such a way that we've never really considered doing before. We're dealing with planning applications that are coming forward for solar panels, wind farms, battery storage sites, all of this stuff you'd never have even thought existed 10 years ago. So the whole approach of local government to the environmental agenda has changed. Now, tree planting is an obvious thing that we can do. To deal with the absorption and the sequestration thing that we were just talking about.
Yep.
And we've got land in Brentwood. We've started planting already. We've put several thousand trees in already this year. We've got plans to plant others. We're engaging with the public. We did one over at Hutton Country Park the other week where people are coming up to me saying, what's happening next with the trees? Mm. And we've got a plan to do that. And the idea of September the 23rd is to get the public who are interested to know what's going on into the Town Hall. I'm pretty sure we're doing it in the Town Hall. And we've got people from the Thames Chase Forest, we've got people from the Essex Forestry Initiative, people from the Forestry Commission, and our own resident expert, Alan Marsh, to just talk through what we're doing, why we're doing it, why we need to do it, what the positives are out of it. And of course, you know, some people, whilst we know there's a carbon issue and an environmental and climate change issue, some people actually don't want trees planted, believe it or not. So it's quite difficult, but Brentwood needs to change. We do need to look at planting initiatives. It's not an option for Brentwood to 10 years' time to be asked, how many trees have you planted? And we say, well, none.
Yeah.
You know, we can't do that. You know, we're not in that world anymore. We're all talking about next generation and the future and dealing with the climate change issue.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do, but we want to take people with us and inform them and advise them as we go. So that's the whole purpose of this this meeting on the 23rd of September. Mm. It's an educate, it's an update, it's a time for people to ask questions, get some clarity on what we're doing. And we've got experts there, so, you know, I'd really love to see a good turnout. Mm. If people want to get involved in that, what they can do, it's a free event, and people, as you'd expect, I'd hope it would be. And to register for it, I'm going to give you an email address, Michelle,
yep.
And maybe I'll exchange with you afterwards and you can put it on the website. There's a young lady called Taylor Bland, and I'm going to spell her first name, her Christian name, because it's T-A-Y-L-A-H, and then it's dot Bland, B-L-A-N-D, and then it's at brentwood.gov.uk. 23rd of September, email Taylor, tell her that you'd love to come along, and she'll register.
Brilliant.
And it will be first come, first serve, because we've only got so much space in the council chamber to do it.
Yep, absolutely. I am a tree hugger myself, Chris. I do love a tree. I like walking around in like Weald Country Park, and it's so peaceful. Yeah. It's so relaxing. As I know it's good for the environment. Well, something makes you feel good about being around trees. I don't know what it is. It's just the energy they give off.
They give something off, and I think that's actually a biological fact that they do. And, you know, the thing, you know, again, we've had some people object to trees being implanted, but I'll say this, and I'll say it on the radio, I don't mind saying it. The clue's in the name of the town, isn't it? Brentwood.
Yes.
Before people lived here in Brentwood, the place was really an extension of Epping Forest. It was it was all tree covered.
Yeah.
And because man has moved in and populations have expanded, we've cut down trees all over the place to build houses or to change land into agricultural use. And what we actually need, so over a period of centuries, the balance of the benefits that trees bring to the environment has been lost. And now in, you know, the 21st century, mankind has realized we need to start putting that back.
Yeah.
And we need to start doing that on a local level. And what we can achieve in Brentwood can be replicated across Essex, across England, across Northern Europe. And, you know, maybe by doing things locally, we might have a global impact. And that's the whole point. But let's not forget, trees were in Brentwood before people were, frankly.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's get on board and get behind what we need to do in order to deal with this climate situation that is pretty critical.
Mm.
We need to crack on and do some practical things to deal with the situation.
Got the Brentwood Business Showcase coming up on the 20th of October.
Yeah.
Yep, go ahead.
No, sorry, Michelle, go on.
No, I was just going to ask you what's the latest on it.
So the latest is as you say, it takes place on the 20th of October. It takes place at the Brentwood Centre. And we've got a whole, it's big. It's going to be bigger and better than we've done before. The notable change we're doing at the Brentwood Centre. But we're trying to do lots of new things. And actually, one of the things we're bringing into this, and we've just talked about it, the whole environmental piece, is a sustainability zone. So that's where, you know, we're talking to the business community and saying, actually, what can you do as a business community to minimize your impact on the environment, whether that's carbon, whether it's other emissions from motor vehicles, from, you know, plant and machinery that businesses are using, but also byproducts of the business, like, you know, general waste, what can you recycle, a whole range of things. And I think, you know, we're dealing quite well with it as a residential community. We've got a pretty good recycling scheme. People are very conscious about, you know, their environmental footprint. Mm. But actually, I think for businesses, it can be harder, particularly smaller businesses. So we're going to try and pull people together in a sustainability zone and really talk about what we can do. I'm trying to assemble a panel of experts, again, not dissimilar to what we're doing with the tree planting thing on the 23rd. And we want businesses to get involved and share ideas. You know, a lot of businesses are saying, I want to help, but I don't really know how to help. You know, if I give you £1,000, can you go and plant 100 trees for me? You know, even that sort of contribution is all helpful. And that's for businesses that, you know, can only really probably do the minimum. But other people want to get involved and get their staff involved in tree planting as volunteer days and a whole range of things. So it's going to be big on that zone, but there are obviously the whole range of other things that we need to talk about from a business perspective, not least of all the recovery piece after after the pandemic. So this is a really significant showcase for us. We couldn't do it last year for obvious reasons.
Mm.
And we're going to try and attract some really cracking speakers. You know, I'm pleased to tell you that we've got Kate Willard, who is the envoy for the Thames Estuary. And Kate is a really powerful, charismatic figure, is absolutely passionate about the whole estuary region. And being as close as we are to South Essex, or arguably in South Essex, you know, the Thames estuary is really significant for Brentwood in terms of the economic benefits it can bring to Brentwood and the surrounding area. So I'm really pleased that Kate is going to give our opening address. She's really pleased to be coming to Brentwood. And we've got some other great speakers that we're lining up as well. So it's going to be a good day. And if nothing else, it's just great for businesses to get together and network, share ideas, share business cards, do a bit of business if they can, make a bit of money. Why not? To get involved in that, business@brentwood.gov.uk.
Yeah.
We've got all our sponsors. The big ones are lined up. Tees Law and other people, Beresford's, that we've used, that are always trustworthy and come alongside us to support our showcase. They're back in the frame, which is fantastic. But there's opportunities for other businesses to contribute from a sponsorship perspective as well. Not sure where we are with the stands. The big ones were all sold out, but I think there's some small ones left.
Yeah.
But again, get hold of Laurie, business@brentwood.gov.uk, and she'll help any business get involved that wants to, really.
Coming on to the Brentwood Sports Awards, they've been going since 2010, and they're to recognise outstanding achievers, volunteers and workers in sports within the community. Nominations close today, so if you want to get somebody nominated, get your nominations in today via the council website. If you just go to allthewsbrentwood.gov.uk and look for Stars of Brentwood Community and Sports Awards, and they can just nominate there.
Absolutely. You've said it all. As you say, it closes today. It's a great event that we do. I don't think we did it last year, but we've had some great awards that we've issued in the past, particularly for young people that are just out there doing their thing. Mm-hmm. And it's an opportunity for them to be recognised and get a platform, not just for them, but for the sport that they represent as well. So we had a winner a couple of years back, young fella, who was doing really great at a national level in BMXing. And so it's amazing what you find out what talent there is in Brentwood when you do award events like this.
Yeah.
So, brentwood.gov.uk, nominate, and for the closing date is today.
Brilliant.
So, of course, actually, Michelle, it's been a big week, hasn't it, for awards. So we, the council, we had our Civic Awards night on Wednesday. And I know you wouldn't say it because you're so humble, but my congratulations to you on winning a Community Services Award, because you know, what we're doing now, hopefully, is a community service, and listeners see it as that, because it's an opportunity for them to be updated through community radio as to what's going on in and around the borough. And I think it's really valuable. And quite frankly, you know, your show and what you do and your commitment to get voices on the radio of community people that are sharing useful information is fantastic. And I'm really pleased that you got recognised on Wednesday, if you don't mind me saying. But actually, do you know what? I get it. You know, you actually representing Phoenix FM as a whole. Yep. There's loads of other presenters on there.
Yes.
And they all do a great job.
They do.
And I know a lot of them are pretty much voluntary in terms of the shows they run. So I think what you've done, really, you've done it on behalf of Phoenix FM. You've done it on behalf of all your colleagues. And I think you've done a fantastic job. And I'm really pleased that you stroke Phoenix FM has been recognised and got an award for it. And I hope you can build on it. I hope you can use that award-winning status to promote your radio station. I really do. So
it's fabulous. And I've had loads of really lovely messages from the other presenters here. But again, it's a show on an award-winning station now. So it's for Phoenix FM. So delighted and met so many fantastic recipients that have been on my show as well. There was a lot of other people there that do so much amazing work for the community and for charity as well.
I mean, Michelle, look, you and I could sit here, couldn't we, and name drop all day long about great people and great groups that got an award, from, you know, Brentwood Imperial Youth Band through to Alex Gibson with everything he does for the Motor Neurone Disease Charity. You know, some cracking people. And this is what I'm saying about what you do is, through community radio, you give these groups a voice and a platform. And, you know, so actually, you know, if you look at the awards night on Wednesday, it's almost like you're the communications branch for a lot of those people and the groups that they represent. So, you know, I think you really help hold that together.
Mm.
So I was so pleased to see so many people. And it was all the right people. We go through a qualification process And when you see the people that got the awards on Wednesday, you feel really comfortable about it. You go, yeah, you really deserve that.
Mm.
You know, even down to, I loved it. There was Francis and Pauline who've been doing the school crossing patrol down in Hutton for over 30 years
yes.
each.
Yeah.
Wind, rain and shine, stepping out into the road with a blooming lollipop. I mean, if that isn't a high-risk job, whatever is.
Yeah.
And to just recognise people like that who've been doing those jobs, right through to Alex, to the youth band, to the Rotary Club.
Mm.
Oh, just a great evening and really pleased to see people recognised.
Yeah, it was a fabulous evening and got to meet some amazing people and a lot of people I knew there, but it was great to meet some new people as well. Hopefully I'll get them on the show too. So thanks ever so much for chatting to us. I'm going to be off for 2 weeks now, so I'm not sure who's going to be talking to next week, but the council are normally here on a Friday and there'll be another member of the council to answer or to talk to you about loads of up and coming events and other bits and pieces. So you have a great weekend and I shall talk to you in a couple of weeks then, Chris.
But I'll tell you what I'm doing at the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I'll throw this out there.
Yeah.
I'm going to East Horndon All Saints, the old church down at the A127. It's about a 6th century old brick building and they've got an open day from 12 till 3.
Oh.
So I've just plugged that on your radio show as well. It'd be nice for people to come along and see what is a beautiful old church and a really historic place actually with a fantastic view.
Yeah.
Off across the Thames Estuary from that part of Brentwood. So Hutton All Saints, I think it's off Brentwood Road, down by the halfway house is where you need to go.
Yeah.
And they'd love to see people coming along and enjoying the church in that location as well.
Brilliant. Have a great weekend and I'll talk to you again soon, Chris. Thanks a lot.
All the best.
Thanks.
Cheerio.
Bye.